It's been a whole month. We went on the holiday since we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. We started work.
The most terrible intro to the podcast.
I'm just giving a brief summary of
Is this like the summary, like before you read the book?
How we got here.
I don't think that's how podcasts work.
No, like...
I'm just saying.
Like, we didn't know what we're going to talk about because we hadn't planned about it. So, roll the music. All right. So what
Welcome back.
I keep forgetting what we're talking about.
Welcome back. So we're kind of rusty because it's been about a month since we like last did an episode because we've been like pre-recording every episode since then.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the picture. So like Jenna said, I just came back to Ottawa, I think a week ago, and you came back from Texas.
Yeah, on the 24th.
Okay. So basically we left. We did a little bit of vacation. It was so much fun. I love cruises.
Was it fun?
It was so much fun.
And poor YouTube, you're not going to see our faces because we're lazy.
We are really lazy. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, but it's kind of been hard, at least for me, because I went from doing nothing for a month. Okay, I said I would do a lot of things in the summer, but we'll get to that. I didn't. That's a summary of it. But you know how you go from doing nothing for a whole month. Then you come back to, then I come here and I'm expected to work like 7-8 hours a day.
Yeah. I think Yeah, that is, it's not easy. Like, even I go to work and I'm just drained by like 12.
I go to work and I want to say like it's been really hard just because, yeah, I'm like the worst employee probably that the company has right now because I literally, you know, go to work at like 8:30.
I think you should give evidence again. You're like incinerating.
I know, but I'm getting this is like me before Friday was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I was working most of the day. And I think when I go back to work on Monday, basically when you hear this podcast or when it'll come out, like I think it'll be pretty good.
Which is tomorrow.
Yes. The weekend's so short. So
Flubbers.
Now like before, like I used to have to take like 10-minute breaks after like 15 minutes of like thinking, not even coding, just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that at work?
Take like a lot of breaks.
Yeah.
Well, I don't take breaks per se. I just spend time thinking. Well, I'm not really thinking because my edges like go on a tangent in my head. That's what happens. That's what my breaks consist of.
So if you guys don't remember, we're basically doing our third co-op term right now.
Yep.
And we're at the same company. So it's been like...
a week since we started.
It's been about 4 days because we had the holiday on Monday, which is Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
yeah,
Friday.
It's been 4 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Has it been different going back? Like, has a lot happened? Has a lot changed since you're going back? Because 4 months... 4 months is a lot of time.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, that being said, like you said earlier, they just threw us in the deep end. Like, on the first day, I was doing, like, they just did a brief, like, summary of what like, changed since I left. And, okay, here, go on. You probably know what's going on. Just keep going. I'm like, no, I don't. It's been 4 months. It's been a whole, how long?
It's been 4 months since we last, like our last day at work.
Yeah.
I find it really, really, is it just me? But like, I know it's only been 4 months, but during the school year, when we were doing school, we didn't code a lot. It was more a lot of like theory, writing things down.
What did we take? I don't remember.
We took, anyway.
Oh yeah, we took like.
Well, we did one coding, which is more HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
That doesn't really count
because it was really, really like easy. It was just like, it was like, you know, riding a bike in a summer's day. Like it was just, it was chill. But like.
Still got a B. Oh, I remember I missed one assignment because I submitted the wrong folder. Idiot Judah.
I know. I also said idiot Judah at the same time. But yeah, so like in the summer, we didn't code at all, right? So. Now, coming back to work, I feel like I need a refresher on how to use Git.
Really?
And I spent the whole almost entire day setting up my environment, even though like they made it so much easier now, so much quicker. I still had to spend a day thinking like, okay, how do I use Visual Studio Code? Wait, how do I like git add something again?
I hate.
How do I check out? How do I know which branch I'm on? Like that was literally me the entire first day at work, was just like trying to remember. Second day was good. Third day was good. Like ever since then, it's been pretty easy. But there's this like I need a refresher almost, and it's kind of hard. I find it kind of hard to say that to my team because they expect me to already, jump into the deep end without any problems.
Quick question. Do you have imposter syndrome?
Again,
Again, in the same company when you're returning. You feel
yeah.
confident. You do?
Okay, I'm gonna say something. I'm a very, very, very insecure person, of my skills and my abilities. So whenever I achieve something, it's not like, oh, that was great. I'll sit there and be like, how did I do that? So going back into work, like my team is so much bigger now. There's so much more people involved, and they're doing this amazing stuff. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait, why did they hire me back again? So I think I just need to build up that confidence, which I haven't yet, obviously. So yeah, I still have imposter syndrome, even though this is my like I'm pretty sure it's gonna fade real quick. It's fading really quick though. Compared, it's not gonna take me a month. I think it's gonna take me a week.
And the week has ended.
Yeah, I don't feel imposter syndrome anymore. I used to the first like 2 days, yeah, like major. I was like, how did they hire me back? And also,
Why?
why? And how did I do this last time?
Exactly. Like, I was looking at all this. Well, I still remembered a lot of the things because in the 4 months they had actually done a lot, and the things that they're planning for this semester is actually intense and big. So like, I don't have imposter syndrome. All I have is like, oh shit, I have a lot of work to do. That's what I have for the first
Nah,
week.
I get that. I get that. Well, I don't know. Oh my God, I'm kind of sick right now. Hold on. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really feel imposter syndrome. It was more like I'm overwhelmed by work because I did nothing for a month. I want to like straight up put that. I know in the last, I think our last fireside chat or something like that, we talked about what our plans for the summer.
For the holidays,
I did nothing. So basically,
so you're correct.
I had so many plans. No, I said all the code.
You said you could?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's
so
what
we're
I
the
said.
opposite then.
Yeah. So Judah's the one that said he'll do nothing. I'm like, oh no, I want to do something. And then it was complete, like,
Flip.
yeah, I did nothing. And Judah actually did something.
Yeah, I ended up like redoing my website and a Node.js again because I was learning that and making a whole song for like spent a week making one song because I didn't have my equipment with me. So yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite interesting. Also, fun fact, the intern recruitment team has me like helping. So I guess on my second or third day back at work, one of the recruitment people messaged me on Slack and was like, hey, do you want to be one of the interns on the intern panel when we have an open house? So basically, it's basically like an open, we allow like other students in Ottawa to come to the office. You have to register, and then you can come meet the recruitment team, talk to some full-time developers, and also talk to current and past interns. And they want me on that panel. Do you know how nerve-wracking that is?
No.
Because I hate public speaking.
Well, technically, you're publicly speaking now.
Yeah, but we're like it's different. We're in a room. I'm like lay like stretched out on your couch, like laying down almost. And then,
You be in a suit talking
like,
to people.
I wouldn't be in suit,
I
but I
know.
would have to sit like properly. I have to smile. Like here, I can give you like the dirtiest look ever.
Dirty. I don't think that's okay.
Okay, that sounds wrong,
Yeah.
but I could give you like a middle
Mask.
finger, and you wouldn't even question it. Actually, you probably
I
would, but
would
that's
question.
not the point I was making. But it's like more casual, you know? And then when I'm there, it's more like people are asking like technical, like I think I went to this last year, and like these people were asking like technical questions, like, what skills you need to be an intern in this such and such team. Like, what do they expect of you, like interns, and, you know, in 1 month and 2 months and 3 months, and what they expect you to do at the end. And I'm like,
dang, girl.
And then if you were to ask me that question right now, I'd be like, I don't know. It depends on what team. And that doesn't really help anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to remind myself to give like actual answers.
Yeah, generalize.
I know, that's hard. That's hard.
Give them the vaguest answer. They're always smiling.
You know what I also do too? Every single time like I give an answer, I'll put disclaimer. This is just me.
This is just my experience.
Don't quote me. I'm not a professional. This is just my experience.
The safest way would not do what I said.
And they come here to like ask interns questions, like, and then I'm here. I'm like, don't listen to me.
But yeah,
I'm really nervous about that. By the way, this is probably the thing that's different is coming back. What I noticed is like 100 interns started at Shopify, and all of them are asking me questions, and I don't necessarily have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there trying to come up with some. And I have none. That's the only thing that's been really different. I guess that's part of my job because I want to help them because I know how hard it was my first month and a half, maybe even two, I don't remember. So I want to help them, but I actually don't know a lot of the answers either. Like, I'm just more of like cheering them on. I'm like, you'll get over it.
You can do it. I did it.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, so that's about work, but I think the last time we recorded, was it before exams or after exams? Because we're like, we have exams in a week. That's what I remember for the first iChat.
I have no idea.
I know we're like, we have exams in a week. What are we doing? We're laying down on my couch and chatting.
Yeah.
How did exams go?
I think they went really well. I passed all six courses. And all six courses, and I know this is going to sound terrible, but I passed them all over a B.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exams were great. Well,
actually, like, I thought they were terrible.
I thought they were good. I thought they ended up good.
Yeah. No, I was surprised at how well I did.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I didn't put a lot. Okay, actually, I did put a lot of effort.
I put a lot of effort. Last semester, yeah.
Yeah, I did. But I don't know. Whenever I go out writing an exam, like, there was one or two questions, and I feel like those one or two questions always, like, bring me down. So I'll get like a 50, but it was only like one out of like 50 questions, or like there's always a one or two, and I only focus on those. And then I'm like, yeah, because of those two questions that I failed. I don't know.
So it was good. We shouldn't have shit on ourselves for like not reading at the moment.
Okay, I want to shit on you though, Judah.
What did I do?
That data and communication exam, when you're like studying, I'm not joking. So Judah is outside the exam hall.
Uh-huh.
And you were sitting in the student lounge, panicking how to figure. It was for data.
The midterm or the
final.
The final, yeah.
Do you remember that? Asking me how to do one of the most important questions. One of the questions he said for sure.
Yeah. Oh, God, that saved my life. Oh, goodness gracious. Why couldn't I do that again? I couldn't remember. Like, I did it. I learned it. Like, the stupid.
I feel like this exam season, out of, like, so I've known Judah. I've known you for a while.
Yeah.
Out of all the semesters we've done, this one, you, like, came out every single exam, like, I don't know.
Exactly, because
you're usually very confident. You're like, I did well. And that was for the past.
After I know that I did well after the exam. It was before the exam. I was like, I know when I don't know something.
I never seen Judah, like, panic. Study up to, I'm not joking, to the last, like, second.
That was right for the midterm and the final.
Like, up to the last second. Oh. Anyways, up to the last second. And he's, like, panicking over his computer and with a pencil, and we're all writing on the back of a cheat sheet from our last final.
Yeah.
And then trying to figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
I've never seen you do
because
that.
Because I learned it the night before, but from experience, I knew that the way, because context, the teacher doesn't put his notes up and the answers are not in the textbook.
Can I just say something?
He didn't.
He did say that he will never put any answers up.
That's what I'm saying.
And one thing is also another, it's just two things. So one, he'll never put the answers up. And two, you never listened.
I cannot take notes in class. I've tried over and over again.
Are you sure you were listening those last 2-3 weeks?
What do you mean? I missed some classes, remember? Anyways.
No, even when you're in the class, you're always on your,
that's my fault. Don't blame me for that.
You weren't listening. You were there, but you weren't listening.
Yes.
So that's like, so I also put, like, maybe that's why you struggled so much last semester is because you were there, but you weren't listening.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you should also put that into the, like, the equation of why you didn't do so well.
So, context. So, the teacher doesn't put up his notes. The answers are not in the textbook. So, the only way for you to know how he wants you to do things, because in the class, there's multiple ways to do things. Like, the formulas are not static. They're not constant throughout every person.
Yeah.
So online, they give us different formulas to do the same question. So the only way you can know what the teacher wants is if you pay attention in class. So since he doesn't put up his notes, even the notes he puts up, his handwriting is like a child trying to draw Barney.
I know. I had him for 2 classes.
It's horrible.
I think...
So like I had to scrape the internet for information. And then I was not harassing Steph to tell me what he did.
And he was harassing me, and I got really nervous because this is like 5 minutes before exam, and I was like, "What the fuck?" But I don't know.
I did it.
I know you did it, but I remember because I remember drinking, I think, a quarter of a Red Bull just to stay up enough so I could study and then fall asleep right after. Mm-hmm. But I think Judah, you were up the entire night.
I was like, I don't know how you did that. Most classes, I was up the entire night for most exams.
I always slept at least, I think, 5 hours before every exam. And I
sleep at least 10 minutes so that I'm not tired. But apart from that, it doesn't matter. As long as I sleep, I can stay awake for 3 hours of the exam.
Oh my God.
And then sleep after.
I could never do that. I don't know. But I think this semester for me was actually one of my best because I actually put a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this semester. And I think it's because, like, there was no one to really distract me. Mm-hmm. There was no one to really distract me because everyone was on, like, vacation. So most of the students in the summer semester, like,
were. And you're not on the team, the association.
No, anymore. I wasn't.
So you had more time.
Mm-hmm. And I had more time. And it was a lot more chill. Actually, I lied.
You didn't have meetings for like hackathons. You didn't have any of those.
Okay, I am supposed to, but I didn't book any because I got tired. But now I'm starting up the hackathon planning.
Yeah, so everything's coming up except the association. But yeah.
Everything is coming up again. And it's kind of hard because I'm finding that I am taking one course.
You are. How is that going?
I haven't went to it because it starts on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So it starts in 2 days. I have that one class coming up, which is accounting, which I am hoping is not hard because I took accounting in high school, but that's besides the point. I have work. I work 5 days a week, 40 hours a week, and I have to go to school, which is like
3 hours a week.
No, more than that because it's DGDs.
There's DGDs, oh gosh.
Which is basically discussion groups, which is like another... Four
and a half hours a week.
And then now I also have hackathon planning, which is taking up a variable amount of time. I don't either go from 1 hour to like multiple hours. Yeah. So I have all these meetings and now I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Really? Welcome to my life.
I go from doing nothing in August to coming back to having to...
A full schedule again.
Not only that, but I am like, when I'm planning these hackathons, I'm like the director of logistics.
Yeah.
So I have to think of all this stuff when it comes to hackathons.
Sponsors and locations.
No, not stockers. More like, I'm trying to book a venue right now. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what we can do in terms of food, in terms of how should we break up, how should we organize the room, like what we need to do better, buses, everything. It's just a lot. So I'm sitting here and I'm like almost dying. And then work is also a lot because I'm coming back, they literally just gave me work this the first day.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit hard.
It's
not gonna lie.
But it's all right. You're having fun.
But I'm glad I didn't pick up on more work because I thought I could. And then now experiencing, I'm like, this is it.
Less is always better.
This is it. I'm done. That's literally what I'm saying. This is it. I'm done. No more. So, yeah.
You want to take a break?
Yep.
All right. break time.
Starting now?
Yeah. Welcome back. Say welcome back, Steph.
Welcome back.
That's the same accent you always do.
I only have one accent.
You only have one other
welcome
accent.
Welcome back.
Okay. So.
I think actually one of the biggest things that I think Jude and I both have in common right now in terms of what's happening in both problems for us right now is coming with ideas for this podcast.
I mean, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
I thought you did.
I didn't sit. I hadn't had time to sit. Delete thing. I'm sorry. But
if only you could see my face.
She's just disappointed with the smirk. Anyways.
Well, smirk now, but before, no.
Yeah, like, I mean, I did think about it for a bit, like when I was given my two suggestions. But after that, I hadn't thought about any more ideas.
Yeah, I think I had all my great ideas in the first 7 episodes.
Yeah, about
this. It's been a little bit tricky because I think I'm having just a hard idea of what people would like to listen to. And a lot of the ideas that I have kind of overlap with things that we already talked about kind of. And maybe we could do a part 2, but a lot of the episodes I think coming up will be more interviews with other students.
You see, do you know what I think the problem is? Because you're not advertising, so we don't have feedback yet. She's in charge of advertising since I'm doing everything
else.
Okay,
we haven't done anything yet, but have you listened? How many listeners do we have?
Like one.
At the exact time, how many listens have we have overall? I think we had like 30.
50% of that is ours. No, I'm sure.
I have not played an episode of ours actually yet.
What of me? Does it count me twice?
I don't know. We're gonna have to talk. We're gonna have to see. But I think on Anchor, it says that. So it's kind of sad because our last episode has 3 plays.
Yeah.
But if you go
down,
I don't
know why you're saying this out loud to the public.
That's because we're saying that we don't advertise.
We didn't.
So maybe
it's probably, I don't know who that human is.
To the 3 people that are actually dedicated to listening.
Yeah, you that one person. No, there's this one person. It's either me or you. If it's not me or you.
I've never opened it.
If it's not me.
This summer.
That one person that keeps opening you this.
Us?
Yeah, leave a voice note. I want to know who you are.
Thank you for listening.
What if it's just critique of someone?
Or Roger. Know. It's okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you for like listening to the 40 minutes of us every single week.
Without adverts.
Yeah.
How did you find this?
That's an actual question. So I guess I want to start trying to do the whole marketing. The only thing about it is I don't know what to do. So I'm going to start on Twitter. And we'll start from there. And I think that's how it's going to work on. I don't know what else to do. That's my only issue is... Okay, Judah, we decided to do this more for fun. And we said we'll try to advertise here and there. But if we don't actually have listeners, we'll still keep doing it because it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And then we have like really cool interviews like Roger, which I learned a lot from him.
I haven't listened to it, though.
I was there when we recorded it.
Yeah.
And if we listen to it, we'll have 4 plays.
Oh, my God. This is like when you start a YouTube channel and you start counting your plays.
But this is more for fun. This is not for us to...
That being said, you still need to Twitter or
tweet
or do whatever you...
You know when Judah doesn't do Twitter when he says you need Twitter.
I said you need to Twitter.
Yeah.
I have tweet. A Twitter. I know it's tweet. It just sounds better, you know?
No, it doesn't. It makes you sound like you don't know what Twitter is.
Why wouldn't I know what Twitter is? I'm applying to Twitter like in 3 days.
Oh, you're applying to jobs already?
I'm going to this week, as I told you guys last week.
Wait, did you tell them last week?
I told you and Kritika. That's what.
Okay,
I was
but you didn't
resume.
Tell the podcast.
No, I didn't tell the podcast.
That's why I was asking questions.
Oh, all right. So,
more context
so
to the podcast.
I'm applying.
No, you were so like, what the fuck? You weren't listening?
I'm sorry. I'm applying to jobs. Now.
Why?
Because I want to be early and I don't want to have to bother about it later.
Can I ask you a question? I know I already asked you this before, but this is for a podcast. why are you applying? Are you not going to go back to the same company? Do you want to try something different? Like, like, what's the motive? Are you just trying?
I am trying.
Just trying?
I'm just trying.
Are you like...
Throwing at everything. I'm ready for anything. I don't have a
particular... So are you like ready for a change in environment, in company? Like, is that...
I want to try something different. Okay. I'll try anything. Like, I feel like I am in a spot right now where I would apply to a lot of jobs and I'll take, if I have a lot of answers, then I have a choice, but I'll take anyone. But
oh.
I'm still going to be picky to the ones I'm applying to. I'm not going to apply to like...
That's interesting. Cause...
So I'm in a place where I don't have a particular opinion or a particular like sway towards. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to apply to a bunch and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So yes, so I'll make it up my resume. I've seen how that goes. I know a lot of people say I should do the stupid resume roast thing. I've even went. I don't want to do it. I should.
If you go to if you come to the Shopify intern open house,
mm-hmm.
maybe bring your resume mm-hmm. and then have the recruiters look at it.
Okay.
That's
a good idea.
Yes. I don't. Okay.
If you don't think if I should bring my resume?
No. When I say this on podcast, I don't mean that everyone that goes to this open house brings a resume, but I don't think anyone will. But I know, like, I know
the recruiters. Anyone will?
No, I don't think so. I know one of the recruiters, and and he's a really good friend of mine. So he could look at your resume because he offered to look at mine, and I said no because.
You were scared.
No. I don't know why he would look at my resume if I wasn't applying to any jobs yet, and I look at that now. I'm like, oh, stupid. I should have let him anyways.
You can still, right?
Yeah.
You're working there. Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. I can still go.
So yeah, but that's not what we're gonna talk about.
We are on a tangent.
It doesn't matter.
But we were talking about this podcast.
Yeah.
Are you gonna put this podcast on your resume?
Who knows? Probably not.
As like an extracurricular activity.
Like, because I am putting my YouTube, so I might put the podcast.
Hmm. I was thinking about maybe putting this podcast on my resume too, but
you have a lot of your resume anyway.
I had to take things out.
You need to kick out your
it's such a good one.
That thing is gonna hurt so much one. Jobs,
oh
and
my
it
God.
Doesn't make any sense.
Looking at the code, yes. Piece of garbage.
Yes, exactly. But the amount of jobs I was giving them, like, how? Why?
Are you saying how I got those jobs?
Yeah.
Same. The funny thing is, whenever I ask, so I've only asked, I think, one person this, but I'm like, based on my resume, why did you?
Why? Like, why me?
And they said because from my resume, they could see I put a lot of work in it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they, like, from there, I can also see you have a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was why. I don't think they look at my code and were like, wow, by my
stupid
mediocre high school abilities.
They'll assume, okay, that was high school. She probably has learned from that.
Yeah, but it's different for me now. After working at a bigger company, mm-hmm. I have people approaching me on like LinkedIn, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I will eventually remove superheroes and villains from my next resume.
Sometime, maybe after you finish this your ghost project. Has the year to start. You need a deadline. You need deadlines. That's going to help you and me. I need deadlines too.
So the issue with me is right now is I want to be more active.
Yeah.
So I want to start next week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring my yoga mat to work because they have a yoga like gym.
Okay.
I don't want to work out in the gym.
All right. Oh my God.
So if I work out, I feel like I'm putting too much on my plate because if I work out and then I work on this side project after work, that's too much code in one day. And I know people are going to give me shit for saying this, but I feel like that's too much code. Yeah. I need to like...
You need to have something you're passionate about to be able to do that.
Yeah. So I'm going to try working out because I used to do it for 3 months during the summer term or 2 months.
Did you see any changes in your body?
Yeah.
You're more flexible?
No, muscles in my arms were very, very... Like they're no longer there because I think they all died.
That's not how it works, but okay.
But I think some of them are still there, but my arms were getting more toned, like more shaped. Yeah. My thighs, like you could see the muscle more in them.
Okay, don't go into too much TMI.
That's not TMI.
To some people it might be, I don't know.
And if it's TMI, then whatever. But like I could see a little bit, but the 2 months was like not enough to see like huge changes. Mm-hmm. And that was the longest I worked out. Like I worked out every 6 days a week for 2 months. But that hurt my knees.
Yeah, like I kept telling this human, you're not going to see anything except you take breaks. But no.
No, but I was following like a workout plan.
Some workout plans aren't perfect, but okay.
I know. So I might adapt this one to maybe only 5 days a week.
5 days. And the 2 days are not going to be back to back. They should be in between.
Actually, they might be back to back. It might be the weekend, actually, to be honest.
That makes sense. But yeah. So what is your, what do you want this podcast to be? More just fun? Which is the initial plan.
You know, one thing I actually thought about is like maybe we should stop this podcast and start maybe like talking more just life in general. Like talking about, I don't know.
I thought that's what it was.
Okay, no, this one's a little bit more geared towards
devs.
Like we're talking about programming. We're talking about, you know, school and then work. It's mostly geared towards that. But I actually kind of want to start... Maybe we can, like, we have a lot of interesting stories from first year. We have a lot of interesting stories from first year.
Yeah, but it's still under devs because we're in computer science. Because, see.
No. That's more of, like, us talking about first year and all the stupid shit we did.
Why'd you want to put that on the internet?
Not internet, but, like, I'm saying that there is a life outside of this very small thing we talk about.
Yes.
And it'd be really cool to talk about other things than just programming. We can
talk about other things as episodes, but...
I think Fireside Chat
is still
based off of computers, though. It's still based off of devs.
Do you think it is, though?
Right now it isn't. Really? Not right now, but it still is. So
the first one, we're doing a stupid quiz, which the second one just went off. So, like, I don't think it's based...
I'm still having a hard time figuring out where this podcast, the direction is going. And I think it's going to take us a couple more episodes to figure that out.
I don't think it matters.
I don't know. We don't have anyone. We only have 3 people listening.
Exactly. She's done advertising, Stephanie. Do you want me to help?
You know, I want to let you guys all in a secret.
What secret?
When I asked Judah if he wanted to be on the podcast, he said, sure. As long as you do all the work.
Yeah.
So that's all why the last 7 episodes are me.
What?
The last 7 episodes, you mean the all the ideas? Topics.
Yeah. But who did the editing and the posting and the video editing and the video posting?
I want to mimic Judah right here.
Mm.
It only takes like 30 minutes.
No,
like,
you said they were all you. You said they were all you.
I'm, I know, just saying, but everyone exactly. knows you edit it because right. I'm pretty sure there's a part of the previous episodes where I'm like, cut this out.
Yeah, but yeah. I haven't cut anything out.
I know you haven't.
This is the easiest thing
ever. I know you haven't. Whenever I talk to Judah afterwards, I'm like, you're going to cut that out, right? And he's like, nope. He's like, I'm just going to cut like the in-between like stuff that like when we stopped recording. Mm-hmm. Although it's still recording.
Yeah. So you don't know where the podcast is going, but how do you like it so far? Do you like how it... You haven't listened to it. What am I saying?
Okay, I listened to three episodes.
How do you not even listen to your own podcast?
I was busy doing other things.
You're busy doing nothing, as you just said at the start of this episode.
Yes, but I was also busy, like...
Playing Warface?
Not Warface. Mm-hmm. I wasn't actually playing that much Warface. I actually only played for 3 days. No, I was busy on a cruise, so that broke the schedule. Because I was listening to the podcast, everything, all the other episodes up to the cruise. And then after the cruise, I just stopped.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why.
I don't know
why. I got fat on the cruise.
How was the food?
It was good. It was good. I really like the food. I love having a buffet all the time. Just saying.
Ooh, buffets are tight.
All right. Well, I don't know how this episode turned out.
We need a fire noise in the background. Just like
a crackling. Yeah, crackling. Can you add that in later?
Should I add that in later?
Yeah. So it actually sounds like...
Wouldn't that get annoying?
Will it? Maybe just do it for the maybe
I'll do it. I'll do it throughout. Let's do it.
Should we make a Fireside Chat introduction, and then in that introduction we do like a little crackling noise, like,
what do you mean,
welcome to Fireside Stories with Steph and Judah, and then fire crackling in the back.
What the hell are you talking about?
The introduction, a different introduction than the normal
special introduction.
Yeah, for Fireside Chat.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, if you guys listen to this episode, and if it's not there, then you'll know the answer to that question.
Well, it's not going to be there because I'm not doing that, except we definitely decide to do that.
Can we decide that now?
All right, let's decide that now. Do you want, why do you want to put a separate intro? It needs to be at iconic, so you need consistency.
I think Fireside Chat is our first real segment, or like you could call it, what do you call it? Segment, episode, feature on our podcast. What do you call it?
Series.
Series. That's the word I'm looking for. Series.
And you want a separate intro from the other of the podcast?
Why not? Tell me a good reason why not.
Because people already know it's a Fireside Chat from the name, so we don't need. Oh, the thing special can be the crackling throughout. Do you know how dumb this would sound after the fact?
No. Record it, and then I'll hear it, and I'll tell you if it sounds stupid later.
We're posting this tomorrow.
I know we are. Okay, maybe next episode.
No, I'm going to put the fire thing throughout.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, we only have like 3 listeners, so it's okay if we do that.
Who cares? Yeah. We'll delete it if you hate it.
Well, we're going to end the episode. We're going to end the episode here. Next week, we're actually not going to have a Fireside Chat for a while because we're going to actually have real topics to talk about.
I hope if we're not dead. Like, tired. I mean,
we probably will be. Yeah. Well, see you guys next week.
All right. I'm just going to give up with you. You keep saying see you guys next week, but okay.
Listen to you.
Tune in.
Tune in next week. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, all right. Bye.